Happy New Year, people. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. Welcome to the 10th day of 2024, and welcome to the very first Soul Talks of the year 2024. I'm so happy. Honestly, I'm really happy to be here talking with you. And I'm also happy that you are here listening to me, because you clicked play. Thank you so much. And I am also happy because I get to kick off this year's Soul Talks with a testimony. You know, I love testimonies, and I think they're just awesome ways of boosting people's faith. So we should, you know, be intentional about sharing what God is doing for us in our lives, because you never know who is going to be encouraged, right? But before I go into sharing, first of all, so how are you? Did you step into 2024 with your new self? If you want to know what I mean by that question, please listen to the Soul Talks before this one. It was my very last podcast of the year 2023. I started off the year very good. And it was just a perfect way to begin to make sure that my new me would come into this year, because I more or less kicked off the new year at Wolfbeck. Yes, the World Faith Believers Conference is organized by the Covenant Nation Church, Pastor Kwaju Oyemade's church, and I am a firm card-carrying online member. But that's one of the things I promised God, that this year I will definitely make sure that I become an in-person church member. And I know he's going to guide me to which of the Covenant Nation campuses that he wants me to be on. I'm not just going to assume that it's the one at Lekki, because that's where I used to go. So that's another thing I'm doing this year. I'm really trying to be intentional about listening out to what God is saying. No more of that telling God what I want to do and asking him to bless it or to rubber stamp it. No, I literally am going to him every day with a blank sheet of paper and asking, what's up, Papa God? What are we doing today? You know, and it's quite freeing. It's not like I don't have an idea of what I would love to see happen in 2024. I do. But I'm parking all of that and making sure that I'm hearing what he wants to make happen for me in this year. Another way that I started off 2024 really good is that I'm still on it anyway. I joined some people to embark on a raw food challenge for 5 days, and I'm really loving it, because I got into the new year feeling really round. Really round, you know. And then I was watching some videos, you know, of me that happened during the visit, which is kind of like the center of a testimony I want to share. And I was looking at myself on the back and I was like, what is that, me? So I'm doing this 5-day raw food challenge, and I think that I'm actually going to continue it into the Covenant Nation 40-day fast that is kicking off on Monday. Check it out. You can check it out on any of the handles to find the details. I am joining it because I love what Pastor Kwaju said about the fact that, you know, if we check in the Bible, after 40 days fasts, if you check out who went on 40 days fast and check what happened after those fasts, it was like things just took off, you know. Awesome things happened from I think Moses to Elijah to Jesus, you know, I think. But anyway, so I know that this is a fast that God is calling me onto as well, because I'm not going to even front or behave or make you think that I follow every fast that is called. No, I always check, and this one is one I think that God is calling me on to do, and that's why I know that I would do it well. Whenever I just join from my flesh, I never do it well. I don't know, but anyway, so testimony time. Let me share this awesome testimony. It's the Shirley Smile Factory testimony. It's not like it's a personal testimony, but it's just, you know what, before I share the testimony, let me just share one more thing. I want to really thank, I know I've done it before, but I'm going to do it again as part of this first Soul Talks of 2024. And that is to thank every one of you. We may be connected on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram, or you're a member of the Soul Talks family on WhatsApp. Every single one of you that has stood by the Shirley Smile Factory, Shirley's Foundation, as we've put smiles on the faces of so many people over the years, I say thank you again. Specifically, I'd like to thank those who stood by us to provide accommodation for one of our Shirley Serenity Home moms who needed to show that she had accommodation to be able to fight for the custody of her children. If there's one thing I don't like is injustice, and this particular case just really got me upset that because she didn't have a home, children who are minors who should be with their moms are being kept with their dad, which wouldn't be a problem if the dad wasn't now using the children to punish the mom, you know, wouldn't let her see them when she goes to pick them on the days that have been agreed for her to pick them and have them. He would delay her. Sometimes he would still even beat her. Ha! No, my heart was grieved. And while it had never been one of the things I thought we'll ever do, we decided we're going to stand by her and make sure she had that accommodation. And we did that with your help. So thank you. The first time her children went to see her, you know, at the place, she sent me a voice note and they were so happy. They were just screaming, "We love our mommy's place. We love our mommy's place." And that warmed my heart. And you did that. Thank you. Thank you as well. Most recently, you've also stood by us as we held the hands of Emmanuel and Rebecca, a couple that we got connected to in the later part of 2023. She is being healed of cancer as I speak. Yes, that is my stance. That is my stance. And after Wolfbeck, I am more aware than ever of the power of my words. The creative power of my words. I am made in the image of God, and God spoke creation into being. He spoke these things out of the mouth. So we, as his image bearers, we who are made in his image, we have to be very mindful that whatever we're saying out of our mouths, we really want to see them materialize on the face of this earth, on this side of eternity. So I'm not paying attention to what is going on in Sarah's body now. As far as I'm concerned, we are on a path towards her full recovery in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you so much for your help in all of that, sending the funds. She's gone through chemo now, the first session. She has three more, then she'll have the surgery, and then she'll have two more sessions of chemo. And I am so confident that God will perfect what he started in her life, either through medicine, through technology, through science, or he will just touch her and heal her himself. He is sovereign. Anyhow he wants to do it, he's going to do it. And he has called us to stand by this family, you know. But so you will say, I'm already thanking you. You've done so much already. But I come to say, before I share my testimony, please don't get tired. I come to encourage you to please don't get tired. And I know that sometimes even me myself, I do get tired. I even sometimes ask God, you know, that when he confirms that we're meant to help somebody or do this or do that, I'm always like, this shelter that we're running for you, is it not enough? You know, and he will always very clearly tell me no, that we can do more. And I remember as I was thinking about that, it just dropped in my heart that actually, that me even considering that what we're doing was enough, it was almost suggesting that God as my source is limited. And you know, that's not true. God is our source and he's not limited at all. He owns all things. So I know that whichever case he wants us to take on, whichever families or people he wants us to put smiles on their faces, he can provide for it. He is able. So, and he will use whoever he wants to use. So my prayer is that if he tugs on your heart at any point in time this year to stand with us, that you please obey him. The reward is amazing. And that brings me to my testimony finally, right? So do you remember sometime last year where I shared about a group of women from the United States that were raising funds to come to Nigeria, to come to I think they were coming to Ghana and Nigeria, and they had selected the Surely Serenity Place as the project, as the non-profit that they were going to adopt and sow into during this their trip, right? Do you remember? Well, even if I thought it was a dream, on January 6th, 2024, I opened my eyes and the dream was actually reality. These seven amazing women arrived at the Surely Serenity Place and completely blew us away. Like, completely. The love, the sisterhood that they brought, you know. I'm so happy because I'm sure when they heard about us, and even though they'd watched videos about us, it must have been a huge deal to actually be in the place and actually see that we are real as a non-for-profit, that we are actually who we say we are. And they spent like about 2 hours with us, and I tell you, I wish I could give you all the details of how they blessed us, but suffice to say that our residents, especially the children, they will remember them from a very long time. And in 2024, I think thanks to the suitcase load of edible and inedible goodies they brought, we have birthday presents to last us for the rest of the year. I am not kidding. I am not going to be having to shop for birthday presents this year at all, because the sisters with the mission have sorted us out, you know. So thank you, dear sisters with the mission. If you listen to this, God bless you for taking out a huge slice of your life in 2023 to go around the different places where you live in the United States and tell people about us and just basically advocate for us and raise funds for us. I am so grateful to you. Please, if you listen to this, please help me thank them. Either send them a thank you message through me if we're connected that way, or leave a thank you message on the podcast, and I will definitely make sure they get it. And guys, I want to end with this. I know that the way that God raised these sisters with us, raised the sisters to for us, it's a reward for us not turning our back on the many other people outside of the shelter that we helped in 2023. And so I want to encourage you as well that, you know, whenever you're led, don't let anybody, you know, blackmail you or emotionally, you know, use emotions on you to get you to give to any cause. Sit with your Father, or when you feel in your heart that he's really nudging you to do something, don't hesitate. The reward will come back to you in ways you can't expect. Remember my testimony from last time about my son's backpack in a cab and Uber in New York? I know that is also part of his reward for these errands that I run for him. Because think about it. 8 days later, that Uber came back to meet him where he was, intact with everything inside of it. Guys, God is true and God is real. My prayer is that this was a great podcast for you to listen to today, or whenever you listen to it, that something in it was just what you needed to hear. And as we go into 2024, let me leave you with something that I took away from Worf Beck. This is the truth. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, dear one listening to me right now, it is well. It is well with you. I promise you, once, if you just keep on holding on to the hand of God, it is well. All right, I'll see you on the other side. Remember, stay lifted and hold fast to your saltiness. And please, if you'd like to support our latest case of Mr. Paul Nanur, I meant to touch on that, but I didn't. I feel the fire in this gentleman. He needs help getting back into school. He's IT oriented. He's found a school in Lagos. We're raising funds for him, calling on people to stand by us to touch this guy. He wants to work. He wants to be able to fend for his family. He does not want handouts. He wants to go back to school to pick up these skills. He has raw talent in this area. He just needs the additional skills to really pick up what he needs and go out there and make his mark and feed his family. So if you'd like to support Mr. Paul Nanur, please let me know. There's gonna be a post underneath this podcast link with all the information you need, you know. And we look forward to hearing from you. And you know what I say, even if you don't have the funds, you don't have anything right now, pray. All these cases I've touched on, our new mom in her new accommodation, pray for her that has her fight to get her children, to get custody of her children, that it will be successful. We've touched on Rebecca and Emmanuel, pray that all that God is doing in her life will lead her to a place where she's completely healed from cancer. Mr. Paul Nanur, pray that people would rise up for him and get him back into school come February 2024, so that we can just be a part of all these awesome stories to the glory of God. I hope you'll be inspired to do something. At the very minimum, I hope you'll be inspired to pray. All right, thank you for staying to this part of the podcast. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are. God bless you. Bye.